Oh yeah, welcome. Welcome to the Alski Show, another episode getting ready to get underway. I want to give a big shout out to First 48 for winning giveaway number 7 from the BZ and Cypher Show. Big shout out to Rack for hooking up the goodies. Rack OTC, TDK. Our condolences go out to the family of Tubuck. Check out LT Graffiti Podcast. He is auctioning off a Tubuck map. All proceeds will go to the family. Tragic day for the graffiti community. Tubuck has been killing shit statewide. Unfortunately, he left us too soon. Once again, go to LT Graffiti Podcast. He's auctioning off a map. All proceeds will go to the family. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that that are going to try to help out. You know, I'm just a little avenue trying to open up another block here. But my deepest condolences go out to Tubuck. I had the honor of actually holding a canvas in my hand that he had hit, along with Semi Jones and Free Five. Words are hard to come up with when, you know, you lose somebody, whether you knew him personally or not. But wow, what a bad time it is. Also, December 12th, a jam for jams, 985 Flushing Avenue in Brooklyn. If you're available, that's a place to be. Another brother that we lost. Too many people leaving us too soon. But other than that, you know, we have another one, Here Comes the Pain tribute. It's an art show, December 13th, in celebration of Pain's life, the short time that he was here. So let's try to get some canvases together. I mean, you could send them over to OT City, P.O. Box 680066, Corona, New York, 11368. Or you could, you know, get them there some way, somehow. Just look for the... Look for the pictures up on Instagram. Another thing, go to GoFundMe on Stickified's page for Don Victor. You know, our condolences to his wife, to Victor and his family for losing his wife. Enough with the sad stuff. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, even though, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for, and people take advantage of it. Everybody should just sit back and take it all in before it's all gone, before you know it, you know. And I just want to shout out everybody supporting the show, and special thanks to Scotty Rock for having me over, painting his backyard burners, and big ups to In the Cut, Zeus, Bid, Die Slow, and Soaring Fest, goes on and on, but we're not going to get into that. I got a special guest here with a couple of his boys. Without wasting any more time, Dune, Fuck Crew, big ups to you, my brother. Welcome to the show.
What's up, man? Dune, if you came to the house, 501 VTC, yo, what's good, people?
All right, there you go. That was quick. I see you're not shy to hit the microphone. What was the year you started writing?
Probably around, I started bombing hard around 85, but I got years before that. So, I mean, maybe 84 would be permanent.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter, 84, 85, 86.
84, 85.
You did a lot of damage. I mean, a lot of people mistaken the identity of the D, like myself. I thought it was one person, but actually it was another person. But we're not going to get into all of that bullshit. You know, I just want to make it known, Dune FUK crew, big fan. And Who inspired you as a kid? I mean, I'm sure you've seen a lot of people.
So many. I mean, besides the gang, Graffiti, OE, P13, AS2.
Wow. That's some good shit.
I am one and I am two. My Ink Masters, oh my God, it goes on. I mean,
it don't stop.
Oh, gotta get closer. All right,
I'm sure we'll hear you. There's plenty of fucking noise going on over here. Don't worry about it. I mean, here, you drop a pen, you even hear the fucking pen. But that's OE. You know, he's to me, he's a king. OE. There's a lot of kings out there, but I don't know if I should even ask that question, but, you know, when you came out and you started bombing, who did you like to bomb with?
Wow, I mean, anybody that wanted to get it on and break night with me was in. I mean, I had so many. Stocks, Astro, I mean, these are street bombers, though. Casio, why? Oh my God, Checo, oh my God, me and Notas VTC go back way back. We go back beyond Fat Crayons, man. We go way back to the Rackin' days, you know? Hell yeah, we do, man. I remember things that we used to do.
It's my family layups, man.
We used
to get crazy over there.
Casio, did I mention Casio? These guys are the ones that put me onto street bombing.
Well,
I wasn't into really street bombing. I really wanted to convince everybody to go do a train or something, you know?
Yeah. So that was your shit.
I didn't want to street trains. Bomb. But, yeah.
Ah.
Marsh Inc., man. All the Marsh, the Garveys.
What the was Towers. The... man, listen, you're over there talking shit in the background. Why don't you get closer to the microphone?
Jump in there, man. Jump in there.
We got Notice VTC in the house. We got OS501 in the house.
You heard?
Everybody here to support the what happened? What's the matter? What you doing to my microphone? Ah, these guys, they fucking come here. They fuck everything up.
One, two. Right here.
One, two.
Stop fucking touching buttons.
Here we go.
That's Notice fucking everything up.
VT City in the house.
About fucking time you came. VT City in the house, absolutely. 501 in the house. F-U fucking K in the house. Go fuck yourself, Vic 2, that you didn't show up. fuck you, Sloan, for flaking again. What's up, fellas? You know I love you. It's all good. But like I always say, go fuck yourself. that's just the way it goes. So you started writing in the 80s, and, you know, OE, that's some good shit. How about Notice? How did you meet him?
Wow. I met Dune back in, I would say, 86. This was back in New Utrecht High School. He was dating a girl named Candy.
Candy?
Yeah. that was some crazy stuff, man, because he was dating Candy, and he was feeling her, and I was feeling her and everything,
wild
man.
Being teens, not giving a shit about nothing.
and we were just sharing, you know, we were sharing the love there, you know, and... Candy had no qualms about it, so
you just went with the flow.
It was FUK and VTC right there.
Did you come out with VTC? And I'm assuming Fuck Crew, for people that don't know, is your
F-U-K.
Crew. FUK is your crew.
Fucked Up Kids.
Fucked Up Kids. All right, that's a good one. VTC, Vandals, Taking Control.
Fresh Underground Kings.
VTC, Vandalizing the City. I didn't come up with that until about 88, 89. I had no crew when I first came out.
All right.
It was just basically, you know, whoever I was going to go bombing with, you know, that's who I was down with. And first and foremost, FUK always showed me mad love. And that was my, like, number one crew, you know, 36th Street, you know, 4th Avenue, you know, everybody, Sunset Park, Bay Ridge, that was a thing. That was a thing for us. That was a thing for us, man, and FUK, man, for life, man.
Really? OS.
Really?
What's up, OS?
What's good? What's good?
Now, 501, I mean, the listeners need to know, I mean, I know history on 501. I don't know history on 501. You're here. Bring it out. Who brought out 501?
That's Fogs and Slick.
Fogs and Slick?
Yeah.
And how long you been down with 501?
Since the ending of 87.
What does 501 stand for? Because to me, it reminds me of jeans. Not to be disrespectful, but, you know, I'm a Levi's guy.
I got you. There was a story that Slick and Fogs used to play around with back in the 80s. It was five knots, no teeth, one bullet.
Okay. All right. So that's even better than 501 jeans.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. So, and how did all y'all hook up?
Well, I got to say this. I got to give a shout out to my brother, rest in peace, Checo CDS. He introduced me to a lot of good brothers, that I'm still with today. Bangers.
That,
crazy.
You know what? That's so funny because I had a rooftop. They used to call it the Hut. And 91, me and New hit that rooftop. And I never, you know, when you go bombing, you just take your spot.
Yeah.
Many years later, you know, you look at the pitches, whatever. Someone had given me the pitches because I lost all my pitches. But it's funny because someone had sent me the picture. I put it up on Instagram, and people that I don't even know are like, yo, there's a Checo, there's a Vic 2. There was a whole bunch of people on that rooftop. And Checo was the one that stood out the most because I know he passed. And if I'm not mistaken, a few others had passed. But that area in particular had a lot of great writers come out of, you know, that area in Brooklyn. I mean, to my experience.
May he rest in peace. Super good dude. If he was here today, you would love him. I'm sure I would.
I mean, I wish I would have met him. But like I said, too many of us.
Golden.
Too many writers are gone way too soon, whether it was an illness or, you know, something bad or whatever the case may be. It's just a sin. You know, I try to make sure I get someone in there so people do remember. And, you know, we're still family, whether we hate each other or not. Yeah. So, you know.
Just for the record, Vic 2, man, your old 2s are way better than the new ones.
I've been telling them the same thing.
That's just for the record. That's just for the record.
Yeah, I told him that the other day, man. I'm like, yo, dude, what the fuck is up with that fucking bow tie? But hey, anyway, who am I to judge
anybody? Go fuck yourself, bud.
That's
really.
It. Go fuck yourself. That's it.
You didn't hear from me. This is OS. I love you, V.
That's it. Yeah, no, I tell him go fuck yourself all the time. So, but that's just the thing out of love, I think. So back to Dune. You ever get busted?
Oh, man. I think I plead the fifth on that one.
Nah.
Too many times, really. I learned from each experience. Every time I got better and better
and
at it.
And we don't snitch. And we don't snitch.
No rats allowed.
And we don't snitch.
No rats allowed.
I don't know what's going on today. And we don't snitch.
You're doing. Do you remember the time that we got back? The Vandal Squad came by 9th Avenue. All right, and they were trying to perpetrate, saying that they were Ghost and Ven. Remember, we had the black books. We were sitting on 9th Avenue, and I walked away.
Avenue was the spot.
And I walked away, and I said, they were like, oh, you write? I said, yeah, I write on school books, you know, on regular notebooks and everything. Oh, I write Ghost. I write Ven and everything. And I walked away, and they bagged you with the black book.
Wow. They bagged him for a black book?
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah. That way, and that was back in 88? I'm thinking 88. That's when
88. Huh. So what was your first scary experience as a graffiti writer?
I probably can't explain my first scary experience, but I had plenty that I can explain. One, I remember one time I couldn't see when the train was moving through. And I just happened to move my head, and the train just like
I was right by my head moving,
and it was just so silently moving in 36th Street. One time I was with DB bombing, and the train was like coming like really slow and quietly, and that was like I was really close to the train. I was like, whoa, like oh really, things can happen. People, I mean the tracks and shit, fucking getting executed and all, you know. But yeah
was trains really aren't anything to
that
fuck
was just
with.
One.
That was just one. So. What train lines you hit?
Oh, man, the B. Well, back then, the B, which is now the D, the B, the D, the N, the R, the Q.
The N.
I never really went out of other lines.
Fuck it, just sing the whole
things,
fucking alphabet.
Mostly,
A, B, N, C, D,
mostly
E,
Sunset
F, G.
Park type shit. N, R. She said B, around the B, the Q, D.
So,
Yeah.
So when you bombed, what was your favorite paint? I mean,
Rust-Oleum, to this day. Rustos, baby. You gotta go with the Rustos, man. I don't know about Montana, none of that. But the old traditional caps, you know. I mean, come on now. And oh, I love the smell of Krylon. Oh, you can't replace that.
Well,
Krylon and fucking Rustos.
Krylon is water today. Fuck that.
I don't want Montana. Yeah. I don't want that. Give me Rustos.
No, Krylon was my favorite.
Traditional caps.
I was
shit.
A big Krylon fanatic.
Now you got adapters and all that. I'm not
yeah,
into that.
Fuck yeah. That. Fuck that.
Silencers.
Listen,
now.
I got 99%
can work, but you know, just to make it work.
99% of the people that you ask what's your favorite between Rustos and Krylon. No, it's not Jameson. It's Rustos. But me, I was a Krylon guy. I always loved the Krylon. Always. So he's talking about Jamesons. Here's the cups coming. Pizza's being delivered. It's like a fucking family event over here right now, which is always family. And we got the pizza delivered freshly by the boys.
I gotta give him a shot. My brother Soak 501, Foes RC 501 is in the building.
There you go. Shit. That pizza better be good shit, or else you boys gonna be out the building. How's that? Look at that. Pizza and Jameson's. Can't go wrong with that.
You want a double?
Do I want it? You know what? Give me one more. I'll take another one. Fuck it. Big shout out to my wife, Vicky. She knows I don't drink, honey. I'm having a
Thanksgiving drink.
A Thanksgiving gobble gobble drink. Cheers, boys. Salute.
Salute. Oh, my bad.
Well, I'm gonna salute everybody. I'm just gonna chug it down while everybody gets ready.
This is the good stuff right here.
Oh yeah. Jesus Christ. So, oof. Come on, make sure everybody's getting tuned in over here. Tune in to the Alski Show, that's right. Tune in to the Alski Show with the Jamesons, Irish Whiskey. Big ups to the Irish Whiskey.
Official. Damn right.
Official.
Uh-huh. See, you're a busy fucking guy. I see you all dressed up in your McDonald's uniform. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what he's really wearing, but... You know, let me just clarify that because I don't want people to say, damn, fucking know this works for fucking McDonald's. But you're a busy guy. I mean, you delayed the show. Yes. Everybody was waiting on you.
Yes, yes.
I had to actually grab paint and markers for you, which, by the way, you owe me, damn, you're fucking late.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you owe me double.
That's all right. You know what? I'll just say fuck yourself, buddy.
Yeah, all right. Go fuck yourself. I love you too. Absolutely, absolutely. So, would you have traffic?
Yes, a lot of traffic.
People trying to get in and out of the city.
Post Thanksgiving, you know, everybody's out shopping and stuff like that. So, you know, I had to deal what I had to deal with. But of course, I'm going to rep for my boy doing FUK.
Well. Just so people are clear, you know, it's while you're hearing this, it's Thanksgiving is way past, is, you know, it's over. But we are actually recording before Thanksgiving because, you know, we have families we want to be with, and yes. That's just the way it is. So if you're listening to the show and you're like, "What the hell are they talking about?" It's Sunday. Just so you know, we're recording Thanksgiving Eve, so we could get another episode under the belt. Yes. And we want to thank you, as we always do, and, you know, the Sticker Game, and big shout-out to my man Stickified, doing his thing, as always, and 110% behind me. Big shout-out to George at All the Right, and big shout-out to Jameson's. I haven't drank in a while, but I'm having a shot with the fellas. Can't say no, especially tonight. Once again, rest in peace, Tubuck.
Yes.
That's such a fucking tragedy. It's unbelievable. So
rest in peace, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You have why don't you tell us a story? Tell us a story about getting chased or this is OS. What happened in your heyday?
Well, back the biggest chase I've ever had was me and Foggs, and it was me, Foggs, Bester, and Sign. We was in Brooklyn. Actually, we just left Iowa. Remember Iowa?
Well, it's not pronounced Iowa. It's Iowa.
Iowa. We just left Iowa's house. We just left Iowa. Iowa's house. And
wow, that's a big fuck up. Iowa, Iowa.
I called him Iowa. It was Iowa. He's right.
Original tag Cruiser.
Yeah, that original tag Cruiser.
Iowa. Wasn't there like a stereo?
Yeah, Iowa. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I see why he says Iowa.
So
all right.
So. I think Bester took a tag, and then I got up, and a car jumped up on the curb, and this was like 89, 90, and we were in Franklin deep. This was that disgusting neighborhood, and the car just jumped up on the curb, and they pulled out a gun.
Jesus.
And everything was all like every there was no buildings out there. It was just like a graveyard of rocks. So car pulls out a gun, and I'm like, I look at Fogs, me and Fogs, we just the running man. Bah! So this car is chasing us. Me and Fogs run up on we jump the turnstile. We're running over on the tracks, on the layups, and the car's underneath us, chasing us, honking their horns, looking at us. And me and Fogs, we're still running the tracks. We're like another station away, and he's like, just forget about it. I'm like, let's keep going. And next thing you know, we just walk back to the station. The cops look at us, and they want to kill us. But there was a shooting was involved, and we heard it on the radio, and the first thing they said to us, but that was my biggest chase, my first biggest chase ever, because of this shooting, it was fortunate for us. The first thing he tells us, give me a number from 1 to 20, and I'm like, 5, you know, and Fogs gives him a number, and then he just says, give us push-ups, and they walked away, and I'm like, okay, you serious?
Wow.
And this is like 3-something in the morning, deep in like in, I think it was Brownsville, it was Franklin by the shuttle, by that area. Hmm. Best eye.
So, you are all from Brooklyn?
I'm originally LES. Originally LES.
And you're originally from Brooklyn, or where are you originally from?
Brooklyn, baby. Brooklyn, Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Sunset forever, Park. Man. You know, I rep that, but I don't live there no more. But, you know, I still rep that. Sunset Park, Brooklyn, man.
All right.
Same here.
For Sunset Park, Brooklyn, man.
Well, we're not going to ask you where you're living now because nobody needs to know. So that's a good story, actually. And like you said before, you're a Krylon guy, huh?
Yeah, I love the smell of flat, ultra flat black Krylons. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Check.
Well, and they say, you know, the silver's on the rust, though. I mean, I like the smell of paint in general, but the new paint smells like shit.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. The flat white rustos, I was a fan, huge fan, still am. Back in the days, those things glow in the dark for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, today, I don't think none of the paint is as good as the old when it comes to white, because white paint sucks.
White paint sucks, but the ultra flat white rustos,
yes,
and the tunnels, they were,
yes,
just as good as chrome silvers.
Yes. Dune, what does beef mean to you?
Beef? Graffiti beef?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you what graffiti beef means to me. Nothing. That don't mean shit to me. Back in the days, I'd break a jaw for going over me, but I ain't with that no more. I don't know. I mean, I gotta like prioritize maybe because it's just not happening the same way as when I was younger. But beef, man, you don't want to bring that demon out of me, man.
You're doing.
I think it's better like that.
And I don't think anybody.
I'm with that too.
I don't think everybody knows about us, but you know,
what beef means to me. You don't want no motherfucking beef. I know you don't want none. You know what? I'd rather walk away to beat your motherfucking ass, man. I ain't trying to be that bullshit. That's what I'm about now, man. I'd rather walk away, man. Chill.
But you're doing it. But just tell everybody too how when we first met, we were mad cool in the beginning, and then I wanted to have a good time, man.
And then remember,
we had beef for about 2 years. We had beef for me and Dude had beef for about 2 years, and then he caught me. I was doing motions. Remember?
Motions was the shit.
Yeah, I
all day long, every day. Oh my God!
Remember, I was doing motions on a Prospect, and the train kept pulling into 36, and you because you kept peeping it. I was bombing with the fucking red Krylon, and you kept seeing the fucking all the trains coming in with the NOs, and you went back. You went back to the train station.
No! Did I? Was that after when? Did I? I don't even remember. Man. Seriously?
2 years.
Has many ups and downs and changes and curves.
And then we wound up.
Fast balls and.
And then we wound up squashing
it. I know how to hit everything. I can't hit every ball.
And then we wound up squashing everything, and we were back to bombing and stuff, man.
This is old school shit, man. Damn, I love bringing it to that, but damn, I'd rather not.
You remember that time? You remember that? You remember that time that we when
I don't forget how to do that, but I don't want to.
Yo, dude, you remember that time?
I convinced myself not to. It's better not to, right? I think it is.
You remember that time when they started switching the R46 models, and they started making the blue doors. They started making the blue doors on the outside. And me and you, we had homemade markers, and we destroyed the whole freaking 10 cars, me and
so
you.
So many things I don't fucking recall.
Yo,
there are so many things that I don't recall. And I mean not to. It's like,
and it ran.
Remind
and
me, damn it.
And it ran. And it ran. And it ran. And it ran.
Bring
for like
that shit back to me, man. Yo,
and it ran for like about a year. And after we bombed that train, freaking Mesk 2000 came and hit it. RC, Hero, Blast, Conan, and everybody freaking wound up bombing that train.
I remember you very well. Some people is like, yo, you didn't make an impact in my life, man, so fuck you. F-U-K, fuck you!
That's it.
Seriously, though, word.
Yeah, no.
So, what
I didn't think come out like that.
When you started bombing, you know, what crews did
what
you
crews
like?
Did I like?
Yeah.
The ones that gave me mad motherfucking love, man. 501, straight up, bro. Fox was straight up with the damn love shit. And I'm like, yo, I'm with that, bro. These motherfuckers is real. Fucking Destiny Crew gave me love for a fucking limited term.
That's right, Nike. Fucking, Nike. That's right.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, it is what it is, man. What the fuck? But yeah,
can't forget
that I ran with you.
DB,
it's because
DB,
you kept that
DB
rib with me. And if
DB,
I cut you off, you had to be the motherfucking scissors, man. Word. Word. Oh, don't even go there. Don't even go there.
You got to talk into the mic. You guys are fucking this Jameson's. Get this shit out.
I'm not even drinking Jameson. I got my Bacardi in the background. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I still got to do that shirt.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Vicky. Make sure when you listen to the show, you got to work on his Bacardi logo. It's only
about,
like
it's about 4 months waiting, but
yeah. How many months?
About four.
Yeah, yeah. And I got my daughter Chia over here cracking up in the background. I hear you laughing. Yeah, you're gonna get it. I'm telling you. So, Dune, how do you feel about graffiti now compared to yesterday?
You know, I mean, first of all, it was hard for me to go to the street. I wanted to just bomb trains, man. I used to always be on some shit with my boys, like, well, no, let's do this. And it always had something to do with trains, and they wanted to do streets. It was always like we had to roll the dice or something, because I don't know. It's not the same, man. If you ain't bombing trains, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you.
It was
hard for me to accept, man. I didn't like street bombing, man. Dude, I hated that shit.
No, but you got to get real. You got to get real. I mean, it the style is different. The style is different. You know, like, you know,
when street bombing, I still do.
You know, when cats were up back in the days, they had style. You know, like now, they're considering toys kings. You know, and it wasn't like that back in the days.
Well, elaborate. Who do you consider?
Oh, wow.
Who do you? Fuck it. Let's take it out. I mean, James.
Jameson, baby.
Jameson. Jameson's taking control right now.
Take another shot. You're clear your right. voice.
Hey. Who do you consider a king that, you know, that people are saying are a king that you consider a toy?
No.
Come on. You fucking, you opened up a can. Now you're going to stick your own foot up your own ass.
Wow. I take the fifth on that one. Wow. But there's a lot of cats out there that, you know, I mean, the style, it's not like the way it used to be back in the 80s. You know, like, you know, we took passion to the tags and stuff like that. And, you know, and guys now, they're just coming out, okay, because, you know, now spray paint companies are coming out with nice caps like Montana's, you know, and Bolton, you know, and Molotovs and stuff like that. You know, so, you know, everything is given to them basically right there. You know, we used to make up our own shit. Like me and Dune, we used to go racking. You know, we used to go racking for, you know, Kitchen Magics. We used to go racket for Kitchen Magics, you know, Cabinet Magic, spray and wash caps and everything, you know. So it was a whole different style for us, you know. And then as far as markers, you know, I mean,
the piece of crust in it.
It wasn't. It wasn't crinks. It wasn't crinks. You know, it wasn't all these made up markers. We made up our own markers. You know, we had the carbon paper. You know, we had the alcohol. We had the, you know, deodorant bottles. You know, the school erasers, and that's the way we got busy. You know, and the Marsh ink and the Garvey. You know, and
the motherfucking heart, man.
You know, and that's the way we did things. And that was true. That was true graffiti. That was true graffiti. It wasn't given to us. We made. Exactly. We made it.
We took our that hands shit, and nails man. Were never clean.
We went out and did the motherfucking thing.
In fact, all my clothing back in the days had paint on it. Everything, every polo gear I had paint on it. Everything, my hands, my nails.
Dude, I
never
still
cleaned.
Let me tell you something about paint. I mean, I got a Sherling, a bomber. It's an aviator. It's a $1,000 jacket way back then. And I still have it. And I still wear it because that shit keeps me fucking hot as fuck. And if you look at my sleeves, there's fucking paint all over it. I even got black paint or black marker to fucking try to get it out. It's still there. Now, don't say I'm a cheap fuck because I still got the old jacket, but...
That's all right. I remember
today isn't as good as that.
I remember when I used to pick up Dune. All right, when he lived on 4th Avenue, he had the members only jacket. Okay, and we used to freaking remember the members only jacket you used to wear, the black members only jacket.
Members only. Oh my god!
Bring it to me, man.
That I wouldn't fucking wear. I'm sorry. That's like fucking. Come on. That's like pulling
we
out.
We used to go freaking that's nuts
like,
together.
That's like pulling out a fucking Pinto.
Beast mode.
You know what a Pinto is? What's a Pinto? Oh,
of course, the Ford Pinto.
Okay, so that's like a members only jacket. I gotta say,
Dune, he wore it well. He used to come out of his house, all right, with all his pictures and everything. I mean, between me and Dune, we must have had like 800 pictures together, you know. And that was, I gotta say, to me, Dune, I got mad respect for Dune, and he was a fucking legend. And it was an honor. It was an honor for me to meet him and to be able to bomb with him.
Now, listen, I mean, I started writing in 80. I dropped more in the 90s. I fell off because, you know, life gets in the way. Now that I'm actually starting to meet writers, it's amazing the people that you meet. And everybody that I've had interviewed... I got to say, everybody's unique in their own way. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing but love and respect for everybody. I mean, you and I, you know, we got together.
Yes.
OS, we hooked up at a barbecue.
The fuck, man?
Dune, I never had the honor to meet him, but actually I'm meeting him now. And, you know, it's all gravy.
Dune is tremendous,
but,
man.
I mean, back in the days, it was more like you didn't want to meet anybody because you didn't want nobody to know who you were. But... today, I mean, doing what I'm doing with the show and the website, Instagram, and all of that, mm-hmm. You know, I need to meet people. So, for me, it's a learning experience every day, and I actually love it.
I got this is Dune's show, but I gotta say, you know, I mean, when I first met him, it was a true honor to meet Dune, you know, and it was an honor to bond with you. You know, we did a lot of stuff together, man. And
listen, he said it. He goes, listen, my boys are going to be here, and I'm not going to shut the mic off for anybody.
And I'll never forget it.
You
know, I'll never forget it, man. I mean, we got a lot of memories and stuff, and I know that both of our mothers threw out our pictures. But remember, we used to share pictures together, and. We had a lot of pictures, man, and we did a lot of damage back in the days. I mean, and it's forever gone now.
Man, you got OS fucking bombing paper plates. Yo, dude, I got fucking maps, bro.
This is for the promotion right now.
Oh, okay.
IG.
But dude, F-U-K,
I'm going to post it today. Forever. But on Sunday, you'll remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Post it.
Forget.
And you gotta remind me what I don't remember.
Forever.
You know?
Hell yeah. I still remember that. I still remember that night with the R46.
Do you like art or just graph?
All right. Overall?
Yeah.
I love art.
Okay.
I can go to a museum. I can do mad shit. But you know what? I love graph better. When you're doing it illegally and nobody knows. And when you just come out of nowhere and it's like, oh shit, oh, where did that come from? I like that better.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
I don't know. I'm a motherfucking vandal,
you know,
man.
You know, it's cool.
That's what I am, man.
I actually have
posted.
Right
on your goddamn wall, on your truck. I'll write on that goddamn shit, bro. Man,
you're right on
that.
Anything.
I can't help myself, man. What can I do?
I just like when I see fresh shit done and you're like, oh shit. You know, they're peeping it. Shout out to RE and Brat. I flicked a picture of their truck, and someone had posted that same truck again today, and there was a Besta tag floating up on top. Big shout out to Uncle Besta. So
the homie Besta. Hold on, I'm gonna go way back. Besta TC. I'm gonna go way back.
There you go.
It's OS, my brother. My brother. Salute.
And shout them all out, man. Besta's been doing his thing. I actually bombed with him and CE. Back in the 90s.
Hey, Besta, I ain't got no beef for you. Remember with the whole situation?
Oh, boy, here we go.
With Iowa. Okay, that was back in 94.
Iowa. Jesus Christ. Yeah, not for nothing, but this has got to be the first show that everybody's just chiming in the craziest shit. That's pretty pretty raw and unfucking cut, the way I'd like to say it.
Hey, but. I always looked up to you, man. I like your tags, man. The R's. I ain't gonna front, man. Those R's are fat, man. So big up, man. Besta, man.
Yeah, that's the man. That's the man. And you know what? Not for nothing. I mean, I always thought he was a lot taller, but you know, back in the 90s, you know, he had these high spots, and I was like, yo, this motherfucker's big. Not that he's small, but I would have imagined him to be a lot taller than what he actually is.
Yeah.
And that's that. So, you know, It's always a pleasure meeting a fucking legend. You know, these new guys that are coming up today, you know, you got to shout them out too. You know? What the hell are you guys collaborating over there?
I still do it.
No, uh-oh.
All the old stuff.
Make money off of that. I tattoo. You want to get tattooed?
Well, talk about all the highway bombing we used to
talk
do, too.
Man.
Remember
yes.
the highway
you
bombing? Tattoo?
Graph dude. Style, the whole nine. Talk to me.
Come on. You gotta.
For 4 years, man.
You gotta put it out there. You gotta put everything out there.
Oh no, I don't sell my art. I give my shit away, man. I don't know. Should I do it or should I not? I don't know. I give my art away, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Give it away to family.
Selling my art. I don't know. I've thought about it, but I don't know. It was always free, right? Fuck that. Take my shit.
Yeah,
I give it to you. Fuck
that.
But wait,
you're privileged. You own a piece by doing.
But admit that you are the originator of the D's. You are the originator of the D's.
Maybe I should sell it. But then again, hit me up if you want to fucking buy. I'm at 1-800-DUNEFUK. Just hit me up, okay?
But who was...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I ain't got a website yet, but they gotta be waiting for you to fucking reach me. So you can do it like that, okay? But
I ain't with that.
You remember? Do you remember the first time you introduced your D's to me and you first rocked them on the Manhattan Bridge?
Yeah, well, how you doing? These fucking two guys out of the
conversation. And you called me up. And you called me up.
And
you said,
ignoring us and shit.
And you said, yo, notice. Did you check out my D's?
No, it's pretty cool.
Did you check out my D's?
And he's still talking.
On the Manhattan Bridge.
This is history right here.
And he's still talking shit.
No, but that was the shit. You rocked that Manhattan Bridge. You had that shit locked. You had the D's with the tongues and the faces. And that was sick. That was sick. That was sick for that era because nobody had that. Nobody had shit like that, man. Who's better than you? Come on. Banksy? Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on.
fuck can I do, man? What can I do, man?
Love is love, man.
Shout out to Deck, WGF,
BTC, 23,
Jameson, CBS, brother Jameson, bro, brother OJ,
YO. You better recognize that shit, bro. Cult crew. What? We the cult squadron. We that graffiti culture. But you know about that shit, man. You better recognize.
School him, school him. How did you come up with the D, the tongue?
Yeah. I don't know. You know what it was? I wanted a kiss from one of my girls I was with, you know? So I drew a D and shit, and I fucking put a big tongue, and I was like, how's about a nice big wet tongue kiss? And after that, I just kept doing it on the train. It looked very appealing. Who can say no to that if you want to kiss me?
Oh, shit.
Kiss me now, motherfuckers! I'm just saying, I mean, it's like that kiss tongue, you know?
Oh my god. Jesus.
What the fuck?
Oh shit.
You're fucking killing
me. Oh my god, yo, I can't even fucking breathe. Holy shit. What's the matter? You fucking, I'm just trying to break a sweat.
I'm adding shit.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Well, I upgraded my throw ups and shit. Started putting tongues in there, noses.
Yeah. Oh my god,
I didn't think I was to do that, but it's how it happened. Yeah. Yeah. I started adding things.
You started adding things.
I just started adding things. What can I say?
Did you ever get the kiss from the girl? Did the girl kiss you? The girl.
Oh, after that? I got more than that.
Okay.
I might have got fucking further than third base, but you know, I'm just saying.
So that's every time you do a D now, you remember this girl, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Do you remember her name? What was her name?
Oh, I don't.
I'd rather not. I plead the fifth.
Okay,
now I plead the fifth, man.
Wait,
you heard me?
Wait.
I plead the fifth.
Wait. What?
I don't want to mention her.
Wait. You ain't worth it.
Wait. It wasn't candy, right? It wasn't candy, right?
Only if we had video, this is too funny. I'm not even going to say what he just did.
This is fun, man. We got to do it again.
Yo, we'll definitely do it again. We'll definitely do it again, but let me tell you something. Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious. That is too fucking funny.
I don't want to say your name. It's all
right. Well, we had stories.
You know who it is. I know who it is.
No, I think only me and Dune. I think me and Dune are the only ones that know who it is.
Everybody had a D. They had a DN. They had a DU.
All right, you got to talk into the mic. Right there, right so there. Don't worry about them.
This
Of course all you right. do. So it's not live, but
this is how it is.
I want the audio.
Everybody
the
had
listeners.
A motherfucking throw up. It had a DU. They had a DA. They
so
had a DN.
Respect.
They had a DE. That was like, god damn, what can I do? I'm like, damn.
Don't right. forget about the DR. Right.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a D. And maybe I'll just put some fucking faces in it or something like that. And that's how it came about. Straight up. So, that's how it came about.
So, yeah, but it was all about a girl, though.
Nah, the tongue was.
The tongue was, but the D wasn't.
The tongue was. And that was like, you know,
the original
hey, kiss
D killer.
Me.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
My
original
God.
D killer.
That's right. I keep putting them in there.
Holy
I keep doing
shit.
And I was like, oh.
talk about beef. What about beef?
501, FUK, VTC, 223. CDS, fucking FUCK, bro. Crew. You didn't hear me?
BTC,
fuck
BCS.
You. Go fuck yourself, man.
Shout out to my
what
brother
you know
Dan BCS.
That?
That's right, BCS.
Go fuck yourself, man.
Crew.
You ain't like this? I don't care if you ain't like it. Fuck you. Fuck your mother. Fuck your whole generation. Go fuck yourself, okay? You having fun? That's cool. I'm with that. Cool.
That's it. If you want to go fuck yourself t-shirt, visit my website, www.outtocrash.com. Good. Say it one more time. Go.
Fuck yourself.
All right. Wait. Let's do it a little better. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Go.
Boom.
Fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. You ready?
There
you
go.
Brooklyn Squad, NYC, New York here.
501-333. CDS, FUCK.
Boom. Fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious. So notice, how's everything
fun,
else going, brother?
This was fun, man.
Dude,
damn,
I'm chilling out.
This, bro.
You know,
damn, I'm glad you hit me up. Bro.
I'm glad that you got, you know, that you had me down on the show,
yo,
man. And
listen, it's all about love, brother.
Salute, really, family, man. This is tremendous. What you're doing here?
Listen,
thank you for having me, man.
Listen, I'm here just to get stories because listeners. whether they're in the game or they're not in the game, everybody wants to hear a story. And like I try to explain, everyone has a story, no matter what caliber of a writer, how many years experience, so on and so forth.
As far as stories, I don't think we have the airtime because, I mean...
No, well, you never do. I mean, I like to keep the show at a certain time because, listen, it doesn't mean that you won't be back.
Of course
you
not.
You will be back. Will be back.
You know how many
will be back.
You know how many
this one will be back.
You know how
that
many stories. You know how many stories I have about Dune. It's tremendous. It's crazy the stories I have about Dune, man.
Speaking Avenue.
Dune was all over the place, man.
Some clean walls, old son.
Dune seems like he's getting ready to go bomb.
Yeah.
No, he's ready to go bomb. You don't understand.
You're ready to go bomb.
Always watching,
paint.
Man.
You don't understand. He's ready.
I got the itch of the streets. I got the arch of the streets, man. I'm watching you, man. I'm watching.
You're doing. You're
always fucking watching. Watch what you do.
You remember when you used to hide your marsh and the freaking oil tanks on 9th Avenue?
What, in Brooklyn?
Yeah, at the 9th Avenue freaking where the freaking B train used to pull in, there was some oil, some old oil tanks and stuff. He used to hide his marsh up there, and we used to climb up, and I used to take his stash, and he used to come out in the middle of the fucking week and say, "Where the fuck is my marsh? Who the fuck took my marsh?" And it was me, Nike, DB. And everybody, we used to...
Dude was a crazy motherfucker, bro.
You remember?
I can't hang with that. That crazy was a little too crazy, man.
You remember what he did to RD?
Part of the click.
Remember the RD? RD from Brooklyn. Remember what he did to him?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. My first headshot came through with RW West, bro. Word up, man.
DB, that was another sick fuck, yeah, man. Yeah, DB man. Was like a
TDZ.
He was like another ghost. Oh, he was like another
Spyro,
ghost.
The original Spyro RWS.
Yes.
What?
Tez.
Chase, rest in peace.
Fate.
Chase,
what about
rest
Fate?
In peace, RWS. What? Checo, CDS, rest in peace. Oh my God, bro.
What about Fate?
Gadget, 6-1-4th, bro. I'm a Sunset motherfucker. What you thought about that? You better recognize. Oh yeah, from there. Brooklyn motherfuckers.
So it's a Brooklyn thing.
Wait.
Fate, TDF. Oh, I got scars because it's a motherfucker.
Hold on. I gotta say a big.
I had mad people in my fucking 360 park. What? They came through on some bullshit with me. I never forget that. That was my boy. Fate was my boy, bro. May he rest in peace, man. I shouldn't even say anymore.
I gotta say a big shout out. I mean, to Kate. Kate,
rest
Dave.
In peace, TDF, bro. Oh, I can't say more. All right. They came through the park one time, and they came with some dude that had like a shotgun in his back, and I got my man Trigger for MOD, and they came through. They was like, "Yo, dude, you're gonna have a fair one," and I'm fighting this nigga, and he's fighting with me with fucking rings with spikes and shit, and they're breaking my face.
Wait, and they're breaking my face open and shit.
I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck is going on?"
Wait.
So I whip up my butterfly knife, and I was like,
"Wait." Forget about that. What about MOD? MOD, remember?
Oh, those are my niggas.
MOD, chip MOD. MOD.
Reese just hit me up. Not so
that's right.
Anything.
Okay.
Yo, yeah, I love them. I mean, those are my inspirations, bro.
They got to start.
Believe me, when I was in high school, Mr. R was one of my favorites for anything. Mr. R, Reese, Chip, fucking
right.
What? How can I go? Logo. I was in a class with Logo.
Wait. Art, RRC.
Who
Art.
Else?
Art.
Art.
A-R-T.
A-R-T. Talking to the microphone. You guys like bury your mouth.
I never met Art.
Well, he was
sorry. I never met Art.
All right. Well, he was like a cousin to me.
I never met Art.
Him and Papita.
And I know about them niggas from fucking MOD, bro. Reese, Chip, fucking Mr. R. Little Chip was in my class for anything, you know?
GD.
Who?
GD.
GD.
I
remember GD not too well. Who else?
Jesus Christ, dude. You're a fucking hot mess.
R.I.P. D.G. N.W.C.
I used to go to Dewey Junior High School in Sunset motherfucking Park. You recognize that?
So you ever go to Art Basel?
No, I've never have.
Why not?
But is that graffiti like? Graffiti
is big. What's that? That's an art thing that goes.
Is that food? Is that the Food Network? I don't even know, bro.
Oh my God.
Put me on. I'm sorry.
All right.
What's that about?
I can't.
If I can drink something from there, okay, fucked up for me. It's all up, man. Bring it to me. Bring it to me.
Yeah, Jameson's.
Dune F-U-K. You heard?
Oh my God, this is fucking hilarious. You can't write this shit.
Love, yo.
You cannot write this shit. Straight off the fucking head.
That fucked me up right there, man.
Oh my God.
What's the art basil? I thought basil was something to fucking cook with.
Oh my God. Basil. Yeah, basil, yeah, for the sauce. Oh Jesus fucking Christ. You're a funny motherfucker, man.
Oh, yes,
man.
I am, man. Yo, I'm a motherfucking clown.
Yeah, clown.
You need somebody to laugh? Yo, hype me, man. God. What up, yo?
Damn. I got to give you a call more often.
All I want to do is fucking have fun, bro. Life is too short, bro. You know?
I hear
you. Write your goddamn name on the wall because everybody sees that shit.
It was always funny.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. You had to worry about back in the day.
They don't.
You had your little beat.
They see that.
But the only real thing you had to worry about is police. And even when they did catch you, 72 hours was nothing. You were ready to go bombing. The minute you came home, stinking.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. Yeah, you know what the best thing was? Me and New used to bomb. And we used to drop a blockbuster every night, 1, 2, 3, whatever the fuck it was. The best thing was not actually doing it, because you're doing it, you're getting into your shit. The best thing was is when we got into the car and we would drive around and catch a flick or whatever it was, we would just start laughing.
Yeah.
That was it. And the funny thing is when I see shit that I did back in the 90s, I say to myself now, how the fuck did I ever do this shit? So, you know... Today it's different because everybody's got a fucking cell phone, you know,
and they video snitching.
Cameras,
and they snitching.
And you know what it is too, that you know,
don't mess with me, yo.
Motherfuckers snitching. The fuck is snitching? I don't understand that shit. And no one's dying.
Yo, dude, you fucked up the microphone because you ain't even coming out.
Bring it, man.
A lot of graph writers now. You know, they want to get paid.
Talk into that mic, Jesus Christ!
You know, a lot of graph writers now, they want to get paid for everything that they do. You know, when we did graph, it was just all about bombing and having fun,
man. Fuck,
you know, and it wasn't about who's getting paid.
Love is love, bro.
And that was it.
Love is love, man.
It was who was up, right? Who was up?
Where the fuck up, bro?
And that was it.
Yeah, Notice is getting into it. He's fucking pulling the mic off.
No,
fucking,
yeah. He's
getting ready to fucking dance.
He's getting passionate.
No, it was
70s disco.
It was who was up and who was king back then, man. Now anybody could be king. Anybody could be king, man. As long as you got like freaking 15 tags, you got 5 canvases rolling and stuff like that, man, you're a king. You know, and everybody respects you. But I mean, show me some trains. Show me trains, live trains, hidden layups, hidden yards, and everything. Then I'm gonna have.
Do you
ask me that? Oh, you gotta ask me that.
So, are you satisfied with all the damage you have done?
Hell no! Hell no! I should have done more. That's what I say. I got people telling me things here and there. Oh, hell no!
Like you're trying to tell me I'm like this?
Oh, I should have did like that too. And do more. I never think I did enough. And I keep doing it. It's like they keep bringing me in. And I keep trying to take myself out. But you know what? It's like, oh my God, it's an addiction that I cannot leave. Till I die. Till my death.
Yeah, I hear
bombing.
That.
Oh, wait. Can I say bombing? Or should I say just riding everywhere I go with a marker in my pocket or something like that? I carry cans too. God damn it. I write on your motherfucking, I don't know, your doctor's office? I write there. I write there. I don't know. You see it? I'll fucking right there. It's all about the fucking goddamn fame. You saw me? I saw you? Oh, where were you at? Where was I? I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Would you ever consider hitting trains again?
I still do.
Do you?
Can I have said that without legal repercussions hitting me?
Well, if they catch you.
I still do. I can't say I don't no more. All right. In what way you mean? Like bombing and hitting like 3 chains a night?
Yeah. Like, you know, top to bottoms.
No. I've never really done top to bottoms. I've done like maybe throw-ups top to bottom.
All right.
That's about it, man. And I've gone with people that done shit top to bottom. And, you know, I just don't do that. I'll wreck your whole goddamn train. I'll wreck it. inside and out, but tags, tropes, you know.
How about the buff? What do you feel
fuck
about
the buff? Oh my, yo, I got spots schemed out right now of anything, you know? You want to do them with me? Oh, I'm just give me the four. Up? Yo, I'm still with that. It's just, it never leaves me to my death, man. And I hope everybody else that's in this is like that too. Because what you did it for? What did you do it for if it's not just leave something when you're dead to be lasting afterwards? You know what I mean?
I hear that. So how, you know, how long have you been locked up for graffiti?
Never.
Never?
I've never been.
Never? You never been locked up for graffiti? How about you, Notice?
72 hours. They let you go.
72 hours. Okay, but you never did time like that. How many times did you get begged? How about you, dude? How
for graph?
Yeah, how many?
Damn, for graph. All right, maybe I don't know. You know how that goes. You go through the system and you come out. They never remand you for graph. So I can't say I did more than maybe 2-3 days.
Like everybody.
Seriously, I mean, in my time,
Right.
I don't know about now.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I heard this like, it's pretty much.
Well, this is when
like something to Red Hook or something. Yeah. I ain't trying to learn.
This is when graph was a misdemeanor. Now they want to consider it a felony.
Man, I did 5 days, I've done 5 days, motherfucking.
You know what we did? Community service. That's what we did. Community service.
I hate to say that.
There was no snitching. There was no need for snitching. And anybody that snitched from back in our times, it was shunned. It was community service for you.
All right, so
you can't do community service?
You want to bring up the snitches? Who are the snitches out here?
Who are the snitches?
Wow.
Guy, why don't you set it off? Go ahead.
Nah, I take the fifth, man. I got love for
everybody
man.
Got a fucking fifth. I normally don't even ask these questions. I normally don't even bring it up, but it seems like fucking Jameson's is the fucking fifth, wheel over here. He even got me fucking talking a lot of bullshit tonight.
I think we would put a lot of people on blast.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Listen, it's the best thing about
it's the Owski show, baby. It's the Owski show.
Thank you. The best thing about this is that there's not one story that's the same. They may be similar, but they're never the same. So.
These cats are too good to do some time in jail. That's what it is.
Yeah. This is true. This is true. I got to agree with that. How's that pizza?
It's not at Carmine's in Williamsburg. I'm a shout out to Carmine's in Williamsburg on Graham Avenue.
You ever have Patsy's on 180?
I have Patsy's. Yes, I have. Great pizza. Great fucking pizza.
I'm talking about the one in Harlem.
116, yes.
Yes, 116. Absolutely.
Yeah. Eastside Harlem. That's Spanish Harlem, by the way,
shit.
Baby.
You know how old that oven is? It's got to be now over 100 years old. And it's cold.
Salute to Patsy on Harlem, baby. Good
and
pizza.
It's fucking cold. They still shovel it in with a fucking shovel. It's a beautiful thing. Now I'm getting hungry.
You want a slice?
Huh?
You want a slice?
No.
Pizza and Jameson go hand in hand, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I haven't drank in so long. You know, I have a shot here and there, you know, with the guests. But tonight was definitely... a privilege and an honor.
Game changer, baby.
Game changer for sure. Definitely. So, where did Notice go? How about, listen, you guys say what's up before we start wrapping up.
There, man. Get the fuck in here, man.
Put the headphones on. Move
this
yourself
is some real
in a little
shit
bit.
Right here, man.
Talk into the microphone.
This,
introduce
you
yourself
listen.
To the listeners.
You better
what's
fucking
up?
Listen.
This is Soak 501.
What's up, Soak?
501 crew, originally from Queens.
Uh-huh.
Hooked up with OS back in what? I got to say the early 90s, 501 crew. Started pushing that hard.
Woo!
Went out with him.
Crazy now,
started
right
going
now.
All over the place. I remember got a bunch of graph stories from my time with OS.
M-A-U-C-E, remember that time that story about the car?
Oh, it was getting deep right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're getting deep right now.
I was
now.
A bit of
what
a felon back in the day. So
felon, I think we're all felons.
Yeah. That was always my other passion, the cars. So
profession.
Yeah, it was a passion. You know, I had appreciation for the vehicles. You know,
mm-hmm.
Started driving at the age of 13, not in my own vehicle, stolen car. You know,
mm-hmm.
every day.
Yeah, taking him to high school and stuff like that. All the girls were like, wow, this guy has so many cars. Where's he getting them from, you know?
Yeah, my father owns a business, blah, 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 blah.
No,
blah.
No, you'd say the truth. Yeah, I'm a thief.
What oh, okay, yeah. All right, that's a good thing. At least like, you were honest.
Know, it was a badge of honor, you know? What are you kidding me?
See, honesty is the best policy, I always say.
I remember one time, pick up my man OS, we pick up CE, actually in Flushing.
CE?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
King Kong?
He was going crazy. I remember, what were we blasting, OS? I think it was Master Ace. He's going crazy in the backseat. Get pulled over. Fucking get locked up that night for a car.
King Kong Killer! Big shout out to C. Got to get him back on the show.
Yeah, yeah. He was cool. Cool people. I went bombing with him a few times, I remember.
Too loud, though.
My problem
you go,
with
you
CE,
go bombing with CE, that motherfucker blow up his own spot.
Well I got to be honest here. You know, we're all grown men. My problem with going bombing with CE was that you'd meet him by his house at this little bullshit park. I'm not going to say where or anything. You know, it was Corona back then. Yeah, exactly. We'd meet him by there.
By the way,
all the writers would show up.
The Icy's over there, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah, not too far from the Corona. Ice King. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd meet him over there at around 11. The beer drinking would start. You'd get out at around 2:30, 3 in the morning. By the time you're hitting your spots in Brooklyn or Manhattan, whatever, what may be, 4:50 in the morning, the sun's coming up now, everybody's drunk, nobody knows what's going on. It's like, that's it. It was a wrap. You know, you probably hit, I don't know, that's when it was still street bombing. It was about tags, no fill-ins or anything like that. Just hit a bunch of store gates and, you know, and kill all them store gates on whatever main drag you were on, you know?
Hey, what happened? That's it. We got Dune just ran into the shithole.
That's that Jameson doing its work.
Yeah, Jameson and all of that good shit.
Go ahead, Foes, introduce yourself.
What up? My name is Foes, RC.
What's up, Foes?
501. Shout out.
Not
to
a Gene wearer though, right? No, 501. All right.
Yo, it's funny.
That's just a personal thing. I'm gonna keep busting balls about.
Nah, but on the real, a lot of dudes back in the days that were down 501 started buying 501s.
Well, you gotta remember they were big in the 90s, you know.
Yo. Oh, like you remember the BVDs and fucking the Adidas. Everybody remembers the do-rags. There you go. Still
come on,
got them.
Do you remember the shirt button your fly 501?
Yep.
That was the infamous shirt right there.
Yep.
That was a killer.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's some fucking crazy shit.
Shout out to Slick. Shout out Slick.
Shout him out. Shout him out. Talk into the microphone. Yeah, this has got to be one of the most craziest fucking shows so far with everybody just fucking...
Interrupting, right? Like
no, not even not interrupting. I mean, who's getting up, walking away with the microphone, notices fucking picking it up like he's a fucking singer on the stage at Madison Square Garden.
American Idol over here.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. I know it's all love.
Graph Idol right here, right now.
It's all love.
You got to remember, we're all here to support Dune. You know, that's my brother. I remember him and Cassio killed Brooklyn. Remember as a kid going on the BQE, CSO, and Big D's. I remember that. CSO, 182 crew, all over Brooklyn.
Yep. So you actually moved out of Queens into Brooklyn?
I've been in Queens. No, I've been in Queens all my life.
Oh, you're still in Queens?
I'm still in Queens, just no longer in Corona. Moved on up like the Jeffersons.
All right. Well, you couldn't have moved that far fucking up either on the other side of the railroad or on the other side of the fucking highway.
Instead of Corona, he's on Junction now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You're moving on up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, hey, listen, I shouldn't talk. I'm still in Corona.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Raised in Corona. I love Corona. And, you know, I guess they say... How the fuck do they say it? Fucking Jameson's got my ass.
Yeah.
Born in Corona, die in Corona, or some type of shit like that. That's it. How you making out, Dune? So, any last words before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I could wrap it up like this, man. I don't even know. But, you know, it's all about fucking WWV, 182, 501, CDS, OWA, 333. Oh my God! Can I go on? I mean,
sure. Keep it going.
Bring that to the mic, man.
VTC, BCS, 501, the whole entire 501 family, everyone from the LES. What up? What up?
That's fucking right, man. I mean, y'all know what the fuck is going on out there. We writing in your goddamn hood. Bring that shit.
RFC.
We writing in your motherfucking hood. We writing on your goddamn walls. We writing on your motherfucking trucks. Yo, I'm a motherfucking vandal, man. It's what we do. I mean, if I mention any crews and left out any, come on, man. Is that disrespect?
bring that shit, man. You know how we do BTC. What the fuck, bro?
53.
You niggas don't even know about that?
Yo, do you remember when you did what you did to my building in Flatbush? What you
from? Yo, can I forget? I will never forget my man Northas, bro. We go back like five motherfucking crayons, man. I'm serious with that. We used to rack through the hood when it was so easy to do that. We can't do that no more.
To the L about that, man.
Tremendous. F-U-K.
T-L-T-C.
Oh, this is too fucking funny.
Anything, bro.
Oh, my God. I just want to shout out all the right. Make sure you come check out the gear. The gear's always fly as shit. Pick up some speed paint, grog markers, and all of that good stuff. One love, one love. Once again, another Alski episode under the belt. This is strictly raw and uncut. Happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all a good night.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules.